Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And we're pleased this week to welcome our newest sponsor, Lane's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a chat with audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson, a Fishing Has No Boundaries event in Milwaukee, and fishing season specials at Blaine's Farm and Fleet stores. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. Jeff Kelm is off again this week. He's somewhere at a tournament, and you know, I don't even know where. I know he told me last week, but you know how memory is sometimes. So I'm running solo again this week, but that's not the first time, and I'm sure it won't be the last time for this year. Well, I am up north in Dunn County, and I'm going to be calling for a friend of mine who has never hunted turkeys before. She has done a lot of deer hunting, and this will actually be her very first turkey hunt. So we are hopeful of getting a bird, and if we do, I'll post some pictures on my Facebook page. And, of course, we'll talk about it on next week's radio show. Last weekend, I picked up my new Crestliner 1750 Fishhawk at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. It's powered by a 115 Mercury four-stroke outboard, and it's equipped with a Minn Kota Tarova trolling motor and two Humminbird locators. This year's boat has a bright red color accent stripe that comes pretty darn close to matching the red of my Explorer. It'll be hard to miss me on the road or the water this year, and I'm planning to use it quite a bit. Well, coming up, audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson talks turkey hunting and hearing protection for turkey hunters, and she has a surprise announcement for us, too, and her grandma's fantastic hot dish recipe. Blaine's Farm and Fleet fishing and marine buyer Carl Kerfman announces spring fishing season specials at farm and fleet stores throughout Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan. And Bob Kufall tells us all about a Fishing Has No Boundaries outing coming to Lake Michigan in June. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Okay, who's ready to fish? Fleet Farm's all stocked and ready to go with the hottest brands to help you gear up for the season. Like the latest lines and lures from Berkeley, Fluger rods and reels, Northland Tackle bobbers and bait, all sorts of Senko worms, the best in fish finders from Humminbird, Lowrance, and Garmin, St. Croix rods, new releases from Abu Garcia, and more. Stop in and check out the latest fishing gear from all your favorite brands at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
When your heating, ventilation, or air conditioning system needs attention, trust the experts at Hansen's HVAC, your local Armstrong and Mitsubishi Diamond dealer. They're your neighborhood professionals, providing reliable solutions for your home comfort needs that will improve your air quality, repairing or replacing furnaces, and installing top-of-the-line air conditioning units for year-round comfort. Hansen HVAC is your Armstrong and Mitsubishi Diamond dealer, here for you today, tomorrow, and in the future. Locations in Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This is a paid sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Messaging data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. But not anymore. There's this great company called Zelthy. They're 100% online, and if you qualify, their prescribers can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right, no long way to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door. Zelthy can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. This is a great time to see if you qualify for GLP-1 medications with Zelthy, and all you have to do to get started is send them a text. Just text CARE to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text the word CARE to 200-300. That's CARE to 200-300. CARE to 200-300.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. 20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think 96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, Wisconsin, is a full-service hearing health care clinic. Professional Hearing Care is the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com, and you can call for information and to arrange for a consultation, and it's free if you use this number and you mention that you heard about their service on Outdoors Radio. The number is 608-292-4916. Joining me once again from somewhere in Wisconsin is Dr. Allie Anderson. Dr. Allie, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And I'm currently in Fitchburg. I was in Green Bay yesterday getting everything settled for the draft this week. But yeah, now I'm back in Fitchburg today.
Okay, so the draft starts this week, and by the time people hear this, it will already be well underway. Do you know anybody who's in the draft?
Some of my patients up in Green Bay are working in the draft or working at Lambeau volunteering, but it's been kind of the hubbub going on in the clinic up there. The roads around there have been crazy, but we actually decided to close our clinic because we don't want our patients to be worried and out driving because we have no idea what the traffic will be like. We're just in De Pere, but we're about 10 minutes from Lambeau Field. But we're right by the airport, so we're not sure with the airport traffic what that'll look like either. We're about to find out.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, then starting on Monday, you'll be open again, right?
Yep. We'll be open 5 days a week here pretty soon. So it's very exciting. We hired a full-time provider up there.
Wonderful. Okay. But you go up there occasionally, right?
Yep, I still go up there for the time being. But I'll actually be expecting my first baby in August, so my road trips are slowly coming to an end.
Oh, my goodness. You'll be Mama Dr. Allie.
Yes, yes. And the first word out of my grandpa's mouth was, well, if you're doing August, that means by deer season, you should be back in the deer stand. And I said, yeah, it should be.
Yes. Well, I like your grandfather's priorities, and you've talked a lot about him in our conversations. Well, congratulations. That's wonderful. I hope all goes well.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
Well, since we talked to you last, you have been ice fishing. Now, that's all done for the season, but how was your trip to northern Minnesota?
Oh, my goodness. It was so much fun. My sister found a spot. Of course, I have to keep it secret.
Uh-huh.
But our smallest crappie that we pulled up was 11 inches.
Oh, my. Okay. So,
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, good. And you were in the ice castle, right?
Yep, we were in the ice castle. We didn't have a lot of luck with northerns or anything, just but the crappies that were coming up were incredible.
Well, that's great. Did you spend the night in the castle on the ice?
We ended up not spending the night because I had to get going the next morning right away on Sunday. But my mom came out and spent the day with us too, and we had our hot dish and played a lot of card games, and so it was a lot of fun to be up there.
You know what? I think our listeners would be interested in your mom's hot dish recipe. So if you can get that from her sometime, we'll share it.
Absolutely. I'll have to send her a message right after this.
Okay, great. You've been a busy gal now, especially with the baby on the way and with the draft coming to Green Bay. Are you turkey hunting this spring? Do you have time for that?
I will not be turkey hunting this spring, but boy, our Green Bay office, we're right on a wood line, and we get to see turkeys right outside our window. It's pretty fun to go up to the Green Bay office. We have a group of turkeys and then three deer that look through our window and a few sandhill cranes, so we get some wildlife up in our Green Bay office.
So it's almost like you've got a zoo along with your clinic, right?
Yes. It's almost distracting because we'll be in an appointment and be like, oh, it looks like the deer are going to join us because they look right through the window.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Now,
Speaking
of turkey hunting, you're not going to be doing it this year, but a lot of our listeners are. And hearing protection is important for turkey hunters, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, there's two things with turkey hunting. One, you have to hear the turkeys that you're trying to call in, but also protecting your ears when the firearm goes off. You know, one thing I always tell my patients is you can either have an earplug on hand, because you have to be able to hear those turkeys at afar. So you can have an earplug on hand primarily if you're a right-handed shooter to have in your left ear, and if you're a left-handed shooter to have in the right ear. Because if you're a right-handed shooter, your left ear is more exposed to the barrel. That left ear gets more of a blow than your right ear.
Yeah, okay. And if you're wearing hearing aids, mine actually shut off a little bit. They don't completely block the sound. But is that enough protection?
Not enough for a gunshot, but it won't cause additional harm to wear the hearing aid. The one thing that you can do as well, everyone's a little different for comfort, is if you have the muffs to put on, it goes right over the aid. My grandpa just takes the left aid out when he goes hunting because he wants to pop that earplug in there. However, it depends on everyone's hearing loss. The main thing is you have to be able to hear the turkeys out in the woods, but then if you can protect your ears, that's obviously the best. But the one good thing about turkey season is you hope it only takes one shot to get the turkey.
Right, right. Speaking of hearing protection, you've got another free symposium coming up real soon.
Yes, we do. Austin is our next symposium that we have coming up, and that's going to talk all about hearing loss, tinnitus, the ringing in the ears, and how it's connected to cognitive decline and dementia. And that's on Tuesday, May 13th at 10 a.m. That is in the Mauston American Legion Hall, kind of just downtown Mauston.
Yep, it's on East State Street, I think.
Yep, East State Street. Our last symposium, we actually just wrapped up in La Crosse, and we had a good turnout. The one thing that I really love about those symposiums We have a group of people and they can all ask questions about hearing health care, hearing protection, but also what it looks like to treat hearing loss and tinnitus. And we talk about, you know, what is dementia? What is cognitive decline? So just a good community educational event.
Yes, I've been to one of them, and they are very informative. And as you mentioned, people have an opportunity to ask you questions. And what I like about it is it's not a high-pressure selling event. You are simply providing information to let people know what the issues are surrounding hearing loss and hearing protection and tinnitus. And I found it very useful.
Yeah, and a lot of science behind what we do. Yeah, and there's always, we try to give out additional information if necessary. Additional resources can be provided at that event as well.
Okay, well, Dr. Allie, we're going to let you go here, but we'll talk to you again before that baby is due, and we'll find out how you're doing and maybe get some more advice for hearing protection. And our listeners can always find you or your staff at profhearingcare.com or by calling the magic number 608-292-4916. So thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.
That was Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care, LLC. As we mentioned, they have offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. But don't try to get to the Green Bay office until after the draft this weekend. You can call for information or to set up a consultation, a free consultation. 608-292-4916. profhearingcare.com is their website, and you can learn more about their symposium in Mauston at phcliveevent.com, phcliveevent.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds today, and there will be a chance of showers, especially in the first half of the day. South winds gusty, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, a few showers around, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. On Monday, watch out for the prospects of severe weather. Currently 38 degrees. 98 Q
Country. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, you heard it at the beginning of the show, but I want to reiterate it here. We welcome Blaine's Farm and Fleet Stores as our newest presenting sponsor. We'll be talking with representatives from Farm and Fleet every month now about store specials and other activities that you'll be interested in. With 45 stores in Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan, they have everything you need for life in the Midwest. You can shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. And joining me now for our inaugural interview is Carl Kerfman. He's the fishing and marine buyer for Farm and Fleet. And Carl, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thank you for having me, Dan. Looking forward to our discussion.
Well, I'm excited about our partnership. I'm looking forward to talking with you and the other folks from Farm and Fleet. You and I met last fall at the Waukesha store when I was there during, I think it was a grand reopening event for Huntworth Gear. I was there representing Huntworth, and they're another one of my sponsors. And you and I had a bit of a time to chat, but not too much because it was a busy day there.
Yeah, it's pretty crowded at those grand opening events. We do a lot of special things. We do a lot of giveaways. We have people like you show up, and we don't have a lot of time to sit around and talk about much other than, you know, with customers and helping them with finding what they want.
I was impressed with the number of people who came in to your department, and a lot of my friends did. A lot of people who listened to my show, and some of them had heard me say that I would be there, and some just routinely shop at Farm and Fleet, and they showed up and they heard you or someone mentioning my name, and they said, oh, let's go find Dan. So I had a good time, and the hours went by rather quickly.
Yeah, it's a crazy day. You're tired the next day, but it feels good to be on your feet like that, talking to people.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's talk about what's happening at Blaine's now that the fishing season is underway.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, right now, we're kicking off with our big spring fishing sale event. This officially started on the 24th, and it is going now live through May 4th. And we've got all kinds of great offers. We've also got a giveaway item for the first 100 qualifying customers. And to qualify, you just buy $50 worth of stuff in the fishing department. The giveaway this year is a free Wild Bite Adventure Bass or Panfish Fishing Kit, which is a pretty cool little gift designed for new anglers. It's packed into a fish-shaped mini tackle box and includes 25 pieces of tackle, an educational packet, and a multi-tool for digging bait, and then some pliers for taking out hooks, open and closing split shot, and stuff like that.
Cool. Now, this would be perfect for a youngster or someone just getting into fishing.
Absolutely. We sell a lot of kids' stuff. You know, when I say kids, I mean young people's stuff. We've got combos and all kinds of stuff that is specifically for them.
Another thing that I'll mention now, because I might forget otherwise, you are a dog-friendly store. I was impressed with the number of people walking their dogs on leashes, and you really go the extra mile when it comes to canines, don't you?
We are 100% dog-friendly. We're actually pet-friendly, believe it or not. You can bring whatever pet you got in there. We did, unfortunately, have to institute a 180-pound weight limit. But I guarantee if you got a bigger dog than that, you'd still be okay. We had some critters in there that were a little large for safety purposes. But, yes, we're very, very dog-friendly. And nothing makes our employees happier than having a dog come in, saying hi, giving them a pet, and seeing the puppies throughout the day.
I petted a few dogs that day, and some friends of mine came in with three or four of their dogs, and we got some photos and so on. So 180 pounds, so I guess I'll have to leave my sheep home then if I come.
Unless it's less than 180 pounds, yeah. Now, if you got a real small sheep, then you might be okay.
Yeah, well, we've got goats that would fit under that limit, but
we've had chickens, we've had goats, we've had hogs, all kinds of critters. As I said, somebody brought a horse and a buffalo, I think, in one day. That's when we set the limit.
Yeah, well, there's always somebody who wants to stretch the rules a little bit, and there you go.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. But most people, it's just dogs. Yeah, we absolutely love seeing the dogs in there.
Cool. And the Waukesha store had a dog bath facility outside.
Yeah, not all the stores have that, but that's something that we're doing in some of our stores, and it's had some pretty good reception.
Well, let's get back to fishing. So what are some of the specials you've got now?
Well, we are offering 20% off, kind of like a flat category offer, on a lot of different categories. We've got all fishing lures. We've got knives, life jackets, rods, combos, and more categories as well that are 20% off or more. We've even got some deeper discounts on some select special buy items. And then, of course, we do offer some additional savings on select products for our Blaine's Farm and Fleet Rewards customers as well.
Okay. Tell us about the rewards customers. How does that work?
Well, it's free to sign up, and, you know, we do offer some additional savings almost in every ad where our rewards customers get additional savings. We also have a points program where you save up points and then you get stuff.
All right. Well, back to fishing. Now, what brands do you sell typically at Blaine's?
Well, it's a pretty long list. You know the fishing business. To name a few, let's see, we got Rapala, St. Croix, Shimano, Zebco, Daiwa, Meps, Luz, Fluger, Berkeley, Bubble Blade Knives. We just expanded that assortment. Suffolk, Trilene, Minn Kota, Hummingbird. And then, of course, we got our kayaks. We got all kinds of brands.
Wow. Okay. All of those are household names to most anglers, I think. What would you say is the hottest fishing product you're selling right now?
You know, I would have to give that to the Crush City swim baits. Those things have been popular. We brought them in last year as an end cap, and it has been incredibly successful. And that is the one thing that flies off the shelves and we got to keep on top of to get demand in there. Started hot last year, and it continues to be one of our best-selling lures. Okay. The other thing that's really hot right now is the Evolution Outdoors tackle bags. And tackle backpacks in general seems to be kind of a trend as people transition from, you know, the hard tackle boxes that you and I might have used when we were young people are using the soft-sided bags, and now backpacks seem to be the hottest thing going.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I remember, as you do, and as you mentioned there, you walk down to the creek, or especially if you're fishing from shore, as a kid, you got one fishing rod, you might have a bait can, and then you've got this little plastic or metal tackle box that you got to set down, close the lid so that you don't pick it up and everything flies all over, and then pick it up and move and so on. But if you're wearing it on your back, it's all right there. That's cool.
Goodness, yeah. Remember, you have to open both sides of the tray, and then sometimes you knock it over. The tackle bags definitely seem to be an upgrade in the backpack. You know, a lot of young folk wear backpacks all the time. I think that's part of what's pushing the trend. You can put an awful lot of stuff in one of those nice Evolution outdoor bags. I'm amazed at the quality, and they're reasonably priced, too, I think.
Cool. Now, you mentioned kayaks. What have you got?
I'll tell you what. One of the most exciting things, to me at least, because I'm an avid kayaker, is we did add both the Wilderness Systems brands of kayaks and the Dagger brand. So the Wilderness System brand and the Dagger brand.
Okay.
And those are in select stores. However, you can order at any of our stores and have it shipped to your store. We started with three boats for this year, and we've got the Wilderness Systems Pungo, which is, if it's not the best-selling recreational boat on the market, it's one of the best, certainly at the high end. We've got the Wilderness Systems Tarpon 105, which is an absolutely gorgeous high-end fishing kayak. And then we've got the Dagger Axis, which we brought in a kind of a cool mist green color. That one's a crossover kayak. So it's designed for performance paddling in both lakes and rivers. You can even outfit it with a spray skirt and do some whitewater kayaking if you want in that boat. And it's got a drop skeg to help you track well in the lakes. But that Tarpon 105, it's amazing when you sit into a better grade kayak that just the seats alone are so much more comfortable. You can like paddle all day. It's like a lazy boy recliner versus a three-way stool like you sit on in your turkey blind. You're so much more comfortable.
Yeah. My turkey stools have a back, but other than that, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm talking about, though, that tripod stool. That's, you know.
I've broken a few of them, and I'm not a heavy guy. Now, you're a kayaker. Have you kayaked up on Lake Superior?
Yes, as a matter
of
fact.
You have? Okay.
I didn't bring my own kayak up there. You know, we did the Apostle Island.
Yeah.
Up there on Lake Superior, And they have, you know, the sea caves. You can rent a tour guide and whatnot to outfit you with a proper sea kayak with a rudder system and all that. And spray skirts and whatnot. It's quite an experience to go up there,
We didn't
do any fishing, but we did a lot of paddling.
It is. My son actually works for two kayak outfitters up there. He's transitioning away from kayaks and into sailboats, but his wife still guides kayak tours. So I wonder if he was involved when you were up there.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't either.
We were with a tour group, and we had a great time. We're going back up here in July of this year as well.
Oh, cool. Well, I will send you his contact info and... maybe you'd like to do a half day of sailing on top of that.
You know, I could be talked into that.
All right. Well, fish finders, you mentioned Humminbird. You've got the new forward-facing sonar that they have?
We do. We brought a couple of those. That's another big hot thing this year. That's one of the other giant trends, I would say. You know, it's fairly early in the season, but I know that that's what I've been reading about everywhere. And we did bring in two different models that have that forward-facing sonar.
Well, I am looking forward to trying that. I've only used it ice fishing.
You know, people say it really changes the game for a lot of people. And, they've even made some tackle changes and other options to their fishing strategy. But it's been very, very successful.
Speaking of fishing, before we let you go, do you sell licenses?
We absolutely sell licenses. We sell licenses in all four of the states that we operate in. As you know, we've got 45 stores, which are in Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan. To buy a license at one of our stores, just head up to the customer service, and they will be more than happy to sell you the wildlife license you need, both hunting and fishing.
All right. And folks can find the location of the nearest store right off your website, right?
They can. You can search for it online as well. The website has a map to each one of the locations.
Very good. Well, Carl, we got to let you go. It's been great talking with you, and I look forward to this partnership continuing and to talking with you again soon.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, man.
You're quite welcome, folks. That was Carl Kerfman, fishing and marine buyer for all the Farm and Fleet stores. You can learn all about everything we talked about and more on their website, farmandfleet.com. As I mentioned before, Blaine's Farm and Fleet is our newest presenting sponsor for Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, being original.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Q Country.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. You've probably heard of Fishing Has No Boundaries, and if you were at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show, you may have visited their booth. They had a lot going on there. They have a website, fhnbinc.org. That's the national website. And a Facebook page as well. Just type in Fishing Has No Boundaries. But they have a Milwaukee Great Lakes chapter. And joining us to talk about an event coming up here on Lake Michigan is Bob Kufall. He's an executive board member with the Fishing Has No Boundaries Milwaukee Great Lakes chapter. Bob, welcome back to Outdoors Radio, and thanks for joining us again.
Well, thanks, Dan. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Now, you have your own website, so what is that for folks who want more information?
The website for our chapter is FHNBGreatLakesMKE.com.
Okay.
All lowercase.
FHNBGreatLakesMKE.com. We'll mention that again at the end here. Well, tell us about Fishing Has No Boundaries for folks who are not familiar with the organization.
Fishing Has No Boundaries, the national organization, was founded in 1986 up in Hayward, Wisconsin. It is a 501c3 corporation, so it's a tax exempt for anybody that might want to make donations either to the national chapter or to us. It's an all-volunteer organization, and right now we have about 18 chapters in the country, and they're spread out over 9 states. Most of them would be found here in the Midwest. And as you and I were talking about earlier, we are the Great Lakes Milwaukee chapter. And our chapter was founded, just about 20 years ago. We have what's called the Big Fish Event. We take people out fishing on Lake Michigan that would not normally have an opportunity because of any physical disabilities or anything like that to get on and off boats. We take them out for the big water fishing experience. And because we are indeed a totally volunteer organization, there is never a charge of any sort to our guests that we take out.
And you have an event, you call it the Big Fish Event, that's coming up June 7th, I understand.
Yes, right, just getting to be just around the corner. We have partnered up with South Shore Yacht Club for the last couple of years. They allow us to hold the event on the property where they have their clubhouse and whatnot, right down on the south side of Milwaukee, just outside the Milwaukee Harbor. It's a great facility. It's all handicapped accessible. The parking is right there. They've got a very large tent that we feed people under or let them sit when they want to get out of the sun or out of the rain or whatnot. That's a great facility. It's close by. We also partner up for the last few years with the Milwaukee Fire Department because they help us get our guests safely on and off the boats.
Oh, great.
And then speaking of the boats, as I said, we are an all-volunteer organization. We have between 25 and 40 boat captains that volunteer to help us out at our event. And I say between 25 and 40 because some of them may not be available on June 7th, or as we have every year, somebody has mechanical problems with their boats and whatnot. But a lot of these guys have helped us out year after year. They love it. Fun event. It's a very rewarding event for the participants and for us and our volunteers. And the captains volunteer their boats, their crews, their time, the whole thing to make everybody have a great time out on the lake. And usually the Cove will cooperate with us also.
Yeah, that is the right time of year for cohos and actually mixed bag fishing as well. If people want to participate, do you have openings still?
Well, if somebody would like to sign up to participate, they can go to our website. I want to say at this point in time, we're probably pretty booked up for this year because we're getting so close to the event itself. But we do have a waiting list. And as always, some people get conflicts where they can't make it. So getting on the waiting list does offer a possible opportunity to get out, but I would say at this point in time, we're probably fairly booked up. Again, we are limited primarily by the number of boats where people volunteer. So if we have 25 to 35 boats, we can usually take out 30 to 40 people out on the lake.
So you have one or two people per boat. It's not a whole boatload of people.
No, some of these boats are 20-foot boats where they can only take one person. I think the biggest boat we've got is a fellow that's helped us out for a few years. He's got a 42-foot boat, and he can put, you know, usually about three people mm-hmm. on the boat. And I might add also that every year, which is, again, why we have the fire department helping us out here, we have people in wheelchairs where we actually have to get the wheelchair on the boat for them.
Sure.
So that will limit too. You know, if you have somebody that wants to have their wheelchair on the boat or needs their wheelchair on the boat, That takes up a little bit more space and would cut down on the number of participants. I would say the average would be one or two people per boat.
Okay. And then if somebody in a wheelchair has an attendant or a helper, are those people also welcome?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought it up. We do welcome any advocates that people want to bring with them out on the lake. Oh, and let me also mention that June 7th happens to be free fishing day.
Oh, there you go.
None of our guests have to buy a fishing license either.
Fantastic. Well, now you mentioned you're pretty much limited by the number of volunteer boats. Are you looking for some more volunteer captains?
Yes and no. Part of the problem also is we are limited to some extent on the number of boats that we can cycle through South Shore Yacht Club.
Uh-huh.
They have a limited area where we can cycle them through. Briefly, let me give you a little breakdown of the events. It's a morning event. We start registering people at 5:30 in the morning. We try to start getting them out on the water by 6 o'clock, and then they'll fish until 11 o'clock in the morning, or if they want to come in earlier. We're not going to hold them out there until it's time to come in. If somebody says, okay, I've had enough, or, you know, or if they catch their limit and whatnot, we have boats starting to come back probably 9:30, 10 o'clock. Everybody's coming back in by 11, 11:30. And then what we do is the fire department gets them off the boats. We have our volunteers escort them along with their fish over to the bragging board. We have a place to hang their catch up so they can get a photograph of themselves with their catch and with the captain and crew from the boat they were on. And then as soon as that's done, we put their fish in a bucket with their name and their number on it. And we take the fish to get it cleaned over at the cleaning station. And while we're doing that, we feed everybody. We have a nice lunch for both our guests and for their advocates and for our volunteers and for the fire department and whatnot. And then usually by about 12:30, 1 o'clock, people can pick up the fish that we've cleaned, take them home, and go and rest for the afternoon.
It sounds like a great event and a great opportunity for folks who otherwise couldn't get out fishing.
Absolutely. It is a blast. One of the greatest things from my standpoint and from the other volunteers that help us out is watching the smiles on the faces of the people as they come back in. You know, they've caught some fish. They're going to be able to take them home and feed their family with it. And then they can go over to the tent during lunch and trade their fishing stories with all our other guests. And what it is just a fantastic day.
Okay. Well, Bob, thank you so much for that. I hope you have a great turnout. And as you say, you're pretty well booked up already. So I hope the weather gods smile on you as well. And June 7th is a great day for your event.
It absolutely is. And once again, if somebody is interested either in participating or volunteering, because we can always use more volunteers, they can reach us at FHNBGreatLakesMKE.com. Or if they go to the Fishing Has No Boundaries, Inc. national site, they can get directed over to our site as well for our chapter.
All right. Bob, I understand this weekend you're out this way doing a little turkey hunting.
Yeah, I've got a friend that has a place over near Lafarge, which isn't too far from you.
Yeah.
We're going to see if we can shake up some turkey birds out there. Mike was actually hunting the first bird. He's a landowner, so he got his tags for this past week. Regretfully, he had birds that were responding to him. He was calling them in, but he couldn't get them close enough to take a shot at them this time. But he said he's going to hunt period three again, too. We'll try and leave a few birds for him.
Yeah, leave a few for him and for me and for everybody else who has a third period tags.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, good luck to you, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it, man. As I've said, always a pleasure chatting with you.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Bob Kufall. He's an executive board member with the Fishing Has No Boundaries Milwaukee Great Lakes chapter. As he mentioned, their event coming up, the Big Fish event, is June 7th. And their website, FHNBGreatLakesMKE.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Okay, who's ready to fish? Fleet Farm's all stocked and ready to go with the hottest brands to help you gear up for the season. Like the latest lines and lures from Berkeley, Fluger Rods and Reels, Northland Tackle Bobbers and Bait, all sorts of Senko Worms, the best in fish finders from Humminbird, Lowrance, and Garmin, St. Croix Rods, new releases from Abu Garcia, and more. Stop in and check out the latest fishing gear from all your favorite brands at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. Crestliner rebates end this weekend, but they also have a 26-foot Thunderjet Lexus Pro in stock for big water fishing. So if you're looking for a new boat, you better check it out. Go to their website for details. Their big spring rummage sale is coming up on May 10th. You can reserve a table if you've got some items you'd like to sell, or just come and browse. You might find some real treasures. And Coast Guard boat safety checks are also going on that day. You'll need to register ahead of time. So go to their website and see if you can get a spot for your Coast Guard boat safety check. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. We're also brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And if you missed my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, you can watch it on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel, along with several episodes from recent years. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers we mentioned, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio. And you can subscribe to our podcast or download any episode going back a year or so. Our show is also available as a podcast on many platforms, including the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. You can find us on social media at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. Dr. Allie Anderson mentioned her grandma's hot dish. Well, it's a ground venison hot dish, and I'm not going to give you the recipe right now, but it's posted on my Facebook page. Just go to Dan Small Outdoors and check it out. I think you'll like it. The DNR is still accepting applications for the Wolf Advisory Committee through next Sunday, May 4th. The committee's purpose is to advise the DNR as they implement the Wolf Management Plan. It's a 10-person committee with representation from 5 stakeholder groups: hunting and trapping, agriculture and ranching, environmental, conservation science and education, and at large. To apply or to learn more, visit the DNR website, keywords, Wolf Advisory Committee. And if you have missed it, the sturgeon are spawning now, and they have been for a couple of weeks. It's winding down, but if you want to see them doing their thing close to shore on the Wolf, Fox, and Peshtigo Rivers, visit the DNR website, keywords, sturgeon spawning. And it's updated regularly, so be sure to check before you go to one of those spots. Those sturgeon move up and down river every day, so they may be here today and gone tomorrow. And if you're looking for a Northwoods vacation Memorial Day weekend, well, you can save 20% on a 3-night stay at Wild Eagle Lodge in Eagle River. But you must reserve your condo online by May 1st. Enjoy a lakeside condo, water sports, fishing and hiking, fire pits, barbecues, and local events. Find details and register online at wildeaglelodge.com. And here's a sad note. The DNR is seeking information about the illegal shooting of a mature bull elk near Black River Falls in Jackson County. That happened back in March, and this was one of the last remaining elk brought from Kentucky back in 2016. And he was one of the primary breeding bulls for the Jackson County herd. If you have any information, anything at all, on this illegal elk shooting, call the DNR tip line, 800-TIP-WDNR. And spring, of course, is baby season for most wild animals. You might encounter a baby rabbit, a squirrel, a raccoon, or other critter when you're out hunting or just hiking in the woods. And in a few weeks, this year's fawns will start showing up. You've heard this before, but it's always best to keep wildlife wild. Leave them alone. Baby animals sometimes wander off, but their mothers usually find them. And for information on how to determine if a young wild animal needs help or if it's best to leave it alone, visit the DNR website. The keywords there are keep wildlife wild. And speaking of wildlife, bears are coming out of hibernation now, and they'll be looking for food, and sows will have cubs with them, so you might run into one bear or a whole family of bears if you live in bear country. There are steps, of course, you can take to avoid conflict with bears around your home or cabin or while you're in the woods. For details, you can find a lot of information at bearwise.com. 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 Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next performance is next Friday, May 2nd, at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Come for the show. It starts at 4, and stay for the fish fry. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff will be back next week. Get outside this weekend, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the loon cries, lover, in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you.
wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. We want to welcome you to the ministry of Cornerstone Church. We are so grateful, and I look forward each week to being able to share the wonderful message of hope, a message that I believe that will guard your heart and your mind with peace today. That's my prayer for you. And we are so grateful, as I said, for so many that consistently join us each week and the impact and the effect that it has. I remember talking with a lady a few weeks ago. I'd done a funeral, and I went to the luncheon that was in another town, and she told me, she said, you know, my husband, I would go to church, but my husband would listen to you every week on the radio, and he found Christ listening, and it's been a few years since he's passed away, but the impact, I believe that God will alone, he will alone be the one to know the impact of his message and his truth, and using this avenue to share that incredible message that Christ is the one that gives us hope and forgiveness and redeems our lives. And when we pass from this world, that we have that expectation that we have put our faith in him. And so that today propels me to preach this message to you today. Maybe you're in that same situation, but today God's word is going to resonate in your heart, your mind, your soul, your very being today, and he's going to reveal himself to you, and you're going to grasp hold of this message, and you're going to walk in the peace that he's promised to you and I. I'm so absolutely blessed by those that join us and financially support this ministry. If you did not do those things, we could not do what God's called us to do. And maybe you've never done that, but God's speaking to your heart right now, and he says, I want you to jump on board with this. I want you to join with this absolute miracle power of his presence moving in lives and hearts and homes and families. We want to expand this ministry even to central Wisconsin, to a radio station we've contacted there, because we understand that this is an avenue that God's given us, and we will not be those that turn around. We will not be those that choose to stop. We will be those that continue and say, God, whatever you've wherever you've opened the door, we're going to step into it. I've often said that there was several years ago that I prayed this prayer consistently, and it's from Revelation. I prayed, oh God, that you would open up doors that no man can shut, and you would shut doors that no man can open. And I would pray that, as I said consistently, and what God showed me, and he convicted me of this, is that God was opening up doors for me. But then what he really revealed to me is that I didn't have the courage to step into the doors that he'd opened. Maybe that's for you. God's opening doors for you, and you need to know through the power of the Holy Spirit that he's given you the courage to step into that new door. Maybe it's a new avenue for your job. Maybe it's something in your family relationship, and God's opened that door for you, and you just need to step into it with that boldness and that obedience. And that's so when God showed me that, I'm like, God, forgive me. I want to be strong and courageous. I want to be like Joshua when he goes into New Promised Land and say, it's not through my strength or my might, it's through your power, your spirit, your ability that we can do these things. I certainly am reminded consistently of the fact that apart from Him, I can do absolutely nothing that will matter for eternity. But with His power and with His Spirit, that we can do great and mighty things, because that's what He's promised to us. When we will step into His abilities and step out of our own, all of a sudden we will recognize and realize, and so we continue to press on and say, God, that You would open up doors for this ministry and that we would see lives that are absolutely transformed. Somebody told me a couple weeks ago, you should write a book about the radical restoration that you're witnessing in people's lives. And I believe there's a lot of truth to what they said, because it's an eyewitness account. It's an eyewitness to what God is doing. And when I see Him restoring minds and restoring marriages and really just absolutely pouring out His presence into people's lives, where He's bringing them out of places of bitterness and out of places of such condemnation, and He's reminded them of His plan for their lives, and I see the miracle results, it gives me great hope to say, oh God, Your word is powerful, it's living, it's active, and it will do what You sent it to do. It will bring transformation to people's lives. It will remind them that I am for them, and I'm not against them. It will remind them that I will make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way. It will remind them in the midst of things that seem impossible that I am the one that does the impossible. And so today my prayer for you is that you would recognize and realize that God is right there with you, that He says, I am with you. On Easter, Resurrection Sunday, we took a little magnet, a 4x4 magnet, and we put a picture in there. And this picture was a path alongside of a woods. It was a beautiful scene in nature. But on the words were what the words are what was most important on that picture. And the words describe this from Matthew chapter 28,